Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
They could be dreaming and meeting each other in their dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Some song, huh?
Oh, where did we go? It went.
That's some song, huh? Some song, man. That's the Staves. They're going to be your new favourite band. I heard them on Six Music the other day and bought the album. Man, it's good. They've done a Christmas song that just came out today. We'll have that after midnight show. I've not heard it.
Three sisters.
Yeah.
From, I want to say Watford.
Was that it?
Watford.
There we go.
It might not be right, but might not be I'm right. Saying Watford.
They sound like, they're kind of like folky, but poppy. They sound a bit like the British Dixie Chicks. There, I said it. I put them in a little box. That whole album, listen to it on the way in. It is a masterpiece. The album I got, if I was, a masterpiece of harmonies, lush melodies, and thrilling, soaring bits and pieces. I think we got Katie back. Katie?
Hello.
Hello, Katie.
Hey
Katie.
Hi.
We got, thank you for your card.
We only just found it.
We only found it a couple of days ago because we don't go to the pigeon boxes anymore.
We thought that they'd all been cleared out and
pigeon
abandoned.
Like it.
Yeah. I've got it in my bag.
Very, very sweet of you. Thank you very much indeed.
Okay.
And you're a lovely human being. How's everything going?
It's going all right, yeah. I just wanted to call up to contend with your bad day.
Here we go. All right. Are we having a little bad day, top trumps?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Well,
just a reminder, I dropped my phone in my own feces. That phone is now broken.
He put it in Uncle Ben's and it was the wet kind.
Please be quiet. Mm. That's disrespectful. it was broken. I've had to buy a new phone and my food was not delivered this evening. And Catherine has got a real cob on.
I've got a cob on.
Yes. Yeah. And that laugh just proves it. So thank you. That's the evidence that I will use in court against
you. Okay, well, good luck with that.
Exactly. And there it is again. That's the second bit. That's Exhibit B, Your Honour. Katie, beat that. But you can't.
I can beat all that. I'm not sure how I'm supposed to phrase this, though, because I don't want to swear on the radio.
Yeah.
So me and my sister and my mum went to Asda and we came back and my mum was getting the baby out of the car. And me and my sister walked into the living room and found my dad doing...
No.
Yes.
No.
No, what?
Yes. It was horrible.
Whoa.
In the living room where we sit and eat tea.
I
don't live with them, but where I come round and eat tea.
Your dad... I've got to just get this straight, okay?
I've got a way to phrase it.
Go on.
So you walked in on your dad shaking hands with the unemployed.
Yes.
Flipping.
Does that mean masturbating? Means okay, right, so we're on the same.
Yeah.
Flipping it. Was he watching a video? Did he have a movie on? He was
He's like a really tame guy. He doesn't even swear or anything, I think.
Well, he knocks one out.
From what I see, it was like a saucy bit in a film he was replaying.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't even like on a proper site.
So he was just watching a normal Hollywood movie where there's a little bit of boob and he thought, oh, I remember them.
I think so, yeah.
Do you remember them, fella?
He was having a random romantic moment.
Wowzers.
Yeah.
Okay, and so so what was said? What was the conversation when you walked in on your dad shivering a beauty?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It is, isn't it?
Well,
it's not my family problem.
Thank God it wasn't out. It was like an under the pan kind of thing.
Oh, okay, all right, yeah, yeah, all right.
And we both kind of screamed, me and my sister, and, like, ran out the door.
Do the scream for me that you did.
Oh, I can't even, I can't, I've got neighbours, but it was really bad. it was like that.
Wowzers.
I bet there was a freeze frame of about a minute in your mind before you reacted, but it was probably a second.
And
it was, was like about a second of where my dad kind of went, oh, and we went, oh, and then we both all kind of collectively, like,
hey,
shame, down.
Shame on you, Katie. It's not the house you live in, is it?
No.
Well, then
no,
shame on you. Shame on you. You shouldn't be just traipsing around your parents' house.
Sneaking up on him.
How dare you? How dare you? That man has worked his entire life to buy a little bit of privacy. So if he's watching a movie in the afternoon and he wants to knock one out, then that's exactly what he can do. He has earned that right. He has earned that right to have a fiddle any time he wants to have a fiddle.
Not in the living room.
Yes.
That's why they call it...
I mean, that's disgusting.
That's why they call it the living room.
Yes. Here's the thing. I've got a house now, Katie, and I'm going to be honest, I have pleasured myself in every single room in that house.
Oh, my God. That's an image I proper don't need in my
every head. Single room. And also in the loft space as well.
Have you?
Yeah, in the bit where you open the door and you go in and it's like all
that's
that
like
asbestos
stuff.
That's
not even a proper room. That's just a cupboard.
It's my house. I do what I want. I've worked long and hard for that house.
Don't say long and hard.
I spent 3 weeks with a bunch of a-holes in the jungle so I could afford that house. All right? I worked long and hard for that house. I will not
stop saying long and hard.
I want to come and meet your dad. I want to shake his hand, and I want to
don't shake his hand.
I want to play sticky biscuit with your dad in every room of that house.
It's so disgusting.
What?
It's so minging.
You've had a baby. You've done worse.
That's natural. At least you know what I mean. That doesn't do it in front of everyone.
Right. Well, okay.
I don't think he was waiting for you to come in, was he?
What was? Did you tell your mum?
I hope not. I don't think so.
Did you tell your mum?
My mum was come in the second after.
So she saw. And then she shut the door and kept you two out while they
stop it.
Entertained each other. She went, that's mine, I'm hungry.
It didn't go down like that at all.
How did she go down then?
It was more like my dad stood up and was like, oh my God, it was more.
And then his trousers and pants fell down.
Me and my sister were screaming.
Grow up.
The baby was just like, what's going on?
The baby was there. That's suddenly taken a very, very dark twist. I didn't know there was a baby actually present. So what did you say? What was the next conversation with your dad after that when you went back in the room?
I kind of tried to reassure him because he seemed a bit upset.
Well, I bet he did.
And I was like, and my sister was like, she's only 14. She was like roasting him. Like, she was saying all these, like, taking the mick out of him.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's only natural, you know, everyone does it, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, I don't think he made eye contact with anyone for the rest of the night.
Wowzers.
Oh,
but yeah, so who's had the worst day?
Your dad.
No. Yeah, your dad. Your dad is definitely, Katie. Shame on you. I expect you to be more open-minded. Thank you for your call.
Yes.
Bye, bye. I
wonder what the film was.
499-1000, probably like Love Story or
Thornbirds.
What's the one with Omar Sharif where they're on a boat? Dr. Zhivago.
Don't remember them being any particularly sexy bits in that.
The boats are horny. This is the late night alternative on Talk Radio. There's your video. Put that up. Let's destroy.
Oh no, we can't.
Yes, of course we can.
Oh no.
Yes, we can. Put that video up.
Man has suffered enough.
Don't know his name. It's probably Steve. Guessing. Put that video up. That is great. That is the one that's going to go viral. Dad gets caught knocking one. By the way, if you've ever been caught, 03-44-499-1000. I told you my mum caught me once.
Go on.
Well, she got, you know, this was like when I was about 15. And when you're 15, any 15-year-old boy will tell you, you are just horny all the time. I've never known anything like it since. Just there's like 2 years, it was like, whoa, a chair. Ooh.
Got the legs on that.
Yeah, that door handle. Just constantly, right? And I was watching telly with the family, and then there was something that was a bit racy came on. I thought, so I thought, I'm going to go upstairs.
At least you went upstairs.
Of course I did. I'm decent. I'm not like a dirty dad. I went upstairs, and I watched it on my TV. I'm on the bed. I've got my trousers around my ankles.
Wow, so you'd really gone to town. You're taking your trousers around your ankles.
Yeah. I'm a gentleman. And my... Then suddenly there's a knock at the door.
Oh, God.
I'm like, I'll be in a second. But then the door opened, and I could... This is all in slow motion. The door opens. I'm on the bed. Yeah! No time to pull the trousers up.
No!
So I jump off, and I have to hop to the door to push the door shut. She'd seen it. My mum had seen it. My mum had seen it.
And worse still, it was hopping towards
her. Yeah, yeah. I'll be down in a minute! I'll be down in a minute. Oh, and then you got the. And here's the thing. And then you've got to walk downstairs, knowing that your mum has seen you shivering and beautiful.
Stop saying that.
I finished.
Oh my God.
Well, I had to. I might as well get something out of it. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, you! Are you mad for I'm a Celebrity? Are you crazy for critters? Can you not wait for the next Bush Tucker trial? Then you need to listen to Jungle VIP, the daily podcast that gives you all the goss straight from the jungle floor. I'm Jamie East, and every day I'll be bringing you reaction from the latest episode of I'm a Celebrity. I'll be talking to campmates from past series, hearing directly from the outback, and setting stars my very own Bush Tucker trials. It'll be free to listen to every single morning. All you got to do is search for Jungle VIP on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favourite podcast app. And make sure you subscribe to never miss an episode. Jungle VIP. Better than eating a kangaroo's...
The late night lip service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Good evening, David.
Good evening. Long time listener, first time caller.
Well done, hey. You just won yourself £5 for uttering those classic words.
Tremendous. Mm. I've been meaning to call you for a while, but felt I needed a kind of a meaty, clunky gear change of a call to do so.
Okay, all right. I like your style. Bearing in mind, most of our callers have nothing to talk about, but okay, you've come prepared. I like this.
I feel I've probably tipped the scales too far.
Uh-oh.
And I was going to call you last night and then bottled it, as I have the number in my phone. And then today, it's been one of those crazy days.
Yeah.
Probably the craziest of days. My wife passed away today.
Oh, brother.
I know.
It's the only thing I can think to say. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah. And it's been a hell of a year. She discovered she went into hospital in March with an obstruction, which we found out was bowel cancer. And then they had a successful operation to remove it. And 5 or so months of chemotherapy, I went to the 6-month scan. And unfortunately, at that point, thought we were going to get the good news, but we got the bad news that it'd been resistant to chemotherapy and it spread to the liver and the lungs. And that was in September. And it's just been quite a rapid deterioration since then, and just been in hospital for the... Feels like forever, but it's been a few weeks, and she passed away today. And that was going to be my meaty, clunky gear change, but you know.
Well, may I? You don't have to tell me if you don't want. May I ask what her name?
Sarah. Without a H.
Without an H.
Mm-hmm.
I always go for the Sarah, and the number of Sarahs.
Mm-hmm.
Did she call people out if they went for the Sarah?
She was too polite.
Oh, no!
No, she'd probably just make a note.
So people would be getting her name wrong and she'd just go with it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Come on.
You can imagine the amount of doctors and consultants who come in and say her wrong. She'd never complain.
How long have you been married for? If I ask anything, you don't want to say, David, or if at any point you just want to bail out of the call, it's all cool, man. You know that. You've been listening.
It's been a strange day. I've been surrounded by her family, who are amazing, and they're essentially, they are my second family, but they're just as close to me as anyone could be. But I've kind of just stepped out of that kind of environment. I'm just sat in my car, and for some reason, giving you a call. So I'm more than happy to chat. And we're married for 5 years, but we've been together for over 16 years.
Wow. What took you so long, man? What took you so long to get married?
We did the whole thing of... I would have probably married her the day I met her, but we did the whole thing of, basically she was 18 when we met. I was 21. And then we met midweek at a gig. I kind of saw her, and then that Sunday we both went off to separate unis, so it was a long distance relationship for the first 4 years, but we're both from the same town, so you have holidays, don't you, Marvin? You're actually at university,
And you look, because I know so many people at university. Well, my boyfriend back home, or my boyfriend's gone to Durham. Yeah. And then, after the first semester, what boyfriend? You kept it going for 4 years while you were at university. That's remarkable.
Yeah, and then she stayed on and did a PhD in Edinburgh, where she went to university, and I thought Edinburgh's such a cool place. So I moved up then.
Wicked, it's a great place.
And then we moved down to London in 2009. And then once we kind of done the whole uni thing and everything, that's kind of when we thought we should really, been 10 years, we're probably a good match. We got married after kind of 10 years together, basically.
Well, in that case, you have...
Actually, you got married the soonest you could, really, practically, didn't you?
Yeah, financially.
Yeah. That's the way it works these days.
Yeah, exactly. And we've got a beautiful, beautiful daughter who's 2 years old as well. So.
Oh, blimey.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. That's... I'm going to be honest, David. I'm welling up here a little bit. I hope you don't mind.
All right.
I hope you don't mind, but I am.
I don't mind. And... it's tough. I mean, she was, I know you're the magician at guessing ages, but I know her voice, but she was 34 years old, so it's no age at all.
It's nothing, is it, man?
No.
Where's, so you spent the whole day with her family, which I'm sure is a great comfort, but also, I guess, maybe, do you perhaps want a little bit of time on your own?
Yeah, it's we've got a little two bedroom house, and we've had kind of all her family staying with us. So we've got two sisters, brother-in-law, brother, and a mum have all been staying in our house with Freya, my daughter, as well. So it's been a great distraction, but obviously you don't get that space at the same time.
No, you need a little bit of when someone passes, you need a little bit of silence.
Yeah.
What about your family? Have you got your family?
Yeah, my family are up north, but completely supportive and everything like that, but at the same time not wanting to kind of overwhelm and realise there's a kind of limit to the amount of people you want to see. And also they've been taking good care of our dog for the past month or so.
How is Freya? Is she all right?
She's doing really, really well. She's amazing. She's a nice... beautiful girl, and she knew that mummy was sore, that her tummy was sore. So I've not had the big chat yet, but she knows that we managed to take her into hospital when mummy was a bit more kind of a bit more lucid and with it in terms of her communications, and the team there were really good, and they brought her in some like paper and finger paints, and we did finger painting together. So that's kind of the last time she saw mummy, and it was a beautiful moment. It really was.
Yeah, I bet it was. I bet it was.
And all the team at the hospital have been amazing. really, really amazing. So.
How I'm going to ask you a really dumb question. Right, it's a really dumb question, and you may not have an answer for this, but how if I was there now, I would put my hand on your shoulder and I would look you in the eye and I say, how are you doing, brother? How are you feeling right now?
I guess, I mean, you go through the whole rollercoaster of emotions that I've kind of been going through since September when you get the news that the cancer's come back, and I know certain people love to be positive and think there's always going to be a happy ending. But I think I had to go down the route of knowing that I had Freya was just to be kind of a practical way of thinking and, you know, planning for the future before you even get there and trying to prepare yourself. But then you get to today and you realise that you can't prepare yourself when someone you love so much passes. And
yeah,
I'd just say I feel daunted would be the word.
Yeah, absolutely daunted. Yes, I imagine that sums it up perfectly. Is there's a lot of you're staring at a lot of unknowns.
Yeah.
Now,
I think I had like a wobble, shall we say, a few nights ago, when I spent the night in the room where Sarah was in hospital, and just to be with her. And obviously, a night in a hospital just feels like a very, very long time with everything that's going on.
Oh, it's horrendous, isn't it? It's so. Here's the thing, it's so noisy in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's so noisy with people talking and walking and farting and machines. And how is anyone supposed to get any rest in a hospital room?
And I think at that point I was in my head running through every possible challenge and scenario that me and Freya are going to face over the next, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And trying to come up with an answer on the spot of how I was going to fix that. I mean, I know deep down you just got to take each day and each step at a time and each decision at a time, but it just gets away from you sometimes.
Wobbles are allowed, you know that. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a lot of wobbles. You know, of course, you have to. You have to have certain strength for yourself and for your daughter. But you're also allowed to break down, you know, you're also allowed to wobble, you're allowed to cry, you're allowed to make mistakes, and you're allowed to feel what you are inevitably going to feel, and you're allowed to express that. And I'm sure you know that, but just reminding that everything that you're going to feel in the next couple of days, weeks, years, that's all cool. There's no, you know, you're allowed to feel that stuff.
I just want to say thank you to both of you. You've kept us very entertained on the drives in and out of hospital and in the traffic. I've introduced you to her family. And
God. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry about Ian's like wind.
Well, I think you saying a dick.
Well, I'm sorry about that as well.
I'm about one or two podcasts behind because I'm usually a podcast person rather than a live caller at least.
Well,
something to be said for a distraction, I think.
Yeah. Hey, listen, David, you are welcome to give us a call any time that you want. Of course you are. Oh, hang on a second. You're welcome to give us a call any time you want. And I send you love, man.
Thank you.
Have you... you can drop me an email as well. Have you got my email address?
Yeah, yeah.
OK,
yeah,
well, if
you've previously given me good migraine advice.
Oh, have I? Oh, well, there you go. Well, then, listen, if you want to kind of reach out, I believe the Americans call it, and, if you just want to have a chat online or you want to have, you send me an email and I'll send you my number and stuff. And, well, you know, if you want to have a little text or a little chat or something, then that will be cool. If you want. And if you don't want, you don't have to.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
But as you know, from one dad to another and from one human being to another, I'm really sorry. And, you know, there's nothing I can say, man. But you have touched us in a way that I'm sure you can't imagine. And we're there for you, and all the listeners are there for you too, brother.
Thank you. And hopefully the next caller can be a clunky gear changing the
can,
the right
it can be. Doesn't have to be. Doesn't have to be. If you want to phone up, you know, whatever. You want to phone up, be silent. Whatever. It's all fine, man. Take care, David.
Thanks for
Drive
ringing.
Carefully.
Cheers. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Deary me. That's got me. I know it's got you.
Yeah.
It's not fair, is it? It's, none of this is fair. 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 All right, let's have the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. On air and off the leash. On Talk Radio.
Thank you for that call, David. Lots of love to Freya. Thinking of Sarah. Or Sarah, as some would have her.
Don't.
She wouldn't say anything. Oh, bless. Me and Kath just had a very, very good cry in the studio. We might cry a little bit more. Because we, you know, we've both been touched by cancer, not as physically ourselves, but people in our lives. And we've lost people, and we're also parents. And it's also just a very, very sad story. So me and Kath had a little cry, and we've had a little hug. And I'm sure lots of you at home are doing the same. And David, I'm sure you're not listening. I'm sure you now doing whatever you've got to do. But thank you for sharing that. Thank you for feeling that you could share that with us. I feel privileged, genuinely privileged to have spoken to you. I would love to have spoken to Sarah at some point, but I feel privileged that you chose us. And there's a lot of love for you on Twitter as well, which is unusual because Twitter, as we know, is a cesspit. And what this is why I love this show, right? Because 20 minutes ago, we were talking about some 19-year-old girl finding her dad cracking one out. And then we go from that to David's call. It really is. This is why we call this show the Late Night Alternative, because that's where we go. And please don't think, you mentioned the phrase their clunky gear change, and some of you may not have heard it before. This is a show where we do these clunky gear changes, where we go from something frivolous, although I'm sure Katie is traumatised by what she saw, to something, you know, at the complete other end of the spectrum, hearing David talk about his wife, Sarah. And then the next phone call might be about, I don't know, farts or something. It is. Don't feel that because of David's call, you can't call in with something frivolous. Yeah. Of course you can. If you want to share, if that has kind of touched something in you and you want to share one your own story, you'd be very, very welcome to.
That's what we want. That's why I don't sit in the other room screening the calls and working out who goes where, trying to find something smooth, because life isn't smooth, right? So come on, don't self-edit. We'll decide how we handle things. It's our job to sort of steer you through.
Yeah.
It, honestly. And, you know, as we said, conversation doesn't go like that.
Yeah, exactly. It's a conversation, and kind of me and Kath, I guess, are like the bartenders or the cafe owners, and people come in and share a little bit of their story, and then off they go. Or, you know, so thank you, David. I don't. It's that thing. I literally didn't know what to say. I literally didn't know what to say.
There's nothing you can say.
There isn't, and I'm sorry is a cliche, but it is the first thing that kind of comes. You find it in your throat coming out. I'm sorry, you know. There's no words of wisdom to offer. There's nothing. You just have to let him know. You have to let people in that situation know that you are there for them. And he's, you know, he's at the very early stages of a long old journey. But as a lot of people are saying, and with, you know, we're both thinking here, I'm sure, Freya's got a bloody good crack at this with a dad like you. With a dad like you, she is going to have the best chance of getting through this that she's got. You know, I'm sure it's going to be tough, but wow, what a dad to have to hold her hand through it. Thinking of your brother, and yeah. All right, let's dive into the phone call, shall we? Let's try James. Good evening, James.
Hi, Ian. How's it going?
It's none of your business.
Yeah, sorry about that. That was...
That's all right. The new thing we're saying now, we think it's firm but friendly. The intonation makes it friendly.
I mean, it's a bit weird, but you get the gist.
Yeah, no, the thing is that... I mean, I didn't listen to all that last call, but I heard both your reaction to it, and it choked me a little bit because it was, you know, it sounds very... Yeah,
it was real. It was very real, and that is life. I'm afraid it was very real and honest. So thank you for the honesty, David. Anyway, James, what have you got for us?
Well, I called you about a month ago, and we didn't really get along because I spoke about my wife who's in South America, and I would like to straight off the bat apologise because I called both of you heartless on that evening, and I think that was quite harsh of me to say that.
Okay. Catherine Edwards, I don't remember. What happened?
I remember.
What happened? Well, I don't remember.
Well, okay, fine.
Well, if okay, fine, cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really want to go into it.
Okay, then let's not. Peace and love.
My situation compared to the last guy is nothing.
Well, no, but don't worry about that because we can't. I don't like playing the comparison game. You know, to some
yeah,
people,
I know.
It's all cool. We're all cool, man. We're like three little Fonzies. We're all cool.
Yeah. No, I understand. But I called up after some work drinks about a month ago.
Oh, I do remember. Yeah, I remember this guy.
It got a bit circular. It happens.
Yeah, what it was on that particular night, I just, you know, I had somebody talking to me, telling me about how hard it's going to be to get my wife into the country.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I rang up as a character called Stan. And
Stan was funny. I liked Stan. Should have left it at Stan.
I know, but I ruined it.
What are you saying tonight? I don't get what. Okay, so we've established that, and that's cool. We're cool.
No, I just want to apologise because
no need to. It's all good.
No, but I felt like it was a bit harsh of me to throw around the word heartless. You know.
Yeah, no, Kath is heartless. That was an accurate description of her.
It's something I've been struggling with for some time.
Listen, James, your apology is appreciated. It's taken. It's done and dusted. And we can now look to the future.
We can stop trying to find you. We've been trying to hunt you down, obviously, since that happened.
But what I wanted to say was, I actually found something really refreshing from both of you earlier in the week when I think it was Kath actually said it, and she said that nowadays everybody wants to, you know, subscribe to a certain group, but you know, everything's more nuanced than just, you know, falling into one camp. And I appreciate the word nuance is quite boring for a late-night radio show.
No, nuance is good. We like nuance.
There's not enough of it, is there?
No.
You know, it's all binary at the moment.
Nuance gives you room to grow and change your mind and admit that maybe you're not an expert on everything. And that gives you a chance at not being an a-hole.
Yeah, and I just wanted to, you know, I don't really have much more else to say than just a salute to that, really, because I don't really hear much of a salute to nuance in the media.
I like salute to nuance.
That's what I'm going to call my first album.
No, well, particularly in phone-in radio, and emboldened by Twitter and things like that, where it's zeros and ones, it's black and white, it's in or out, it's left or right, it's stay or go. That's it. There is no subtlety. Or subtlety is being worn out. You can't, for example, go on Twitter and go, I was just... You can't go on Twitter and wonder something because then you get pounced on. You have to... It seems in Twitter, you have to
state your case.
This is what I believe.
Yeah.
And a lot of phone-in radios like that as well. The host will come on and say, I believe this. Phone in and challenge me.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that's dull.
Isn't it?
Say that again.
That's detrimental, isn't it?
I don't know, detrimental, but it's boring.
You're only going to get one kind of call, I think, that way.
Two kinds. You'll get some that agree with you and some that disagree with you, and that's it.
Yeah.
But what we're doing is, it's not your show, it's the wider society. Yep. What we're actually doing is we're discouraging from that thinking, you know, that academic thinking.
Yeah.
As in, you know, people like to think out loud about different things and hypothesize about different things and, you know, like you say, if you go on Twitter and you have a certain hypothesis or you make a certain statement, then somebody will pounce on it straight away.
Yeah.
And I think we're doing ourselves as a society wrong by discouraging that thinking.
No, I agree. And also, you're not allowed to change your mind. I change my mind all the time. If someone comes up to me with facts and or even an emotional argument, I quite happily go, all right, hang on, let me reassess my... Oh, no, I think my stance on this is wrong. But no one... It's seen as a sign of weakness to change your mind on... I'm changing my mind all the flipping time, me. Yeah. I don't... No problems with that. And also, if I make a mistake, I'll apologise. You know, I won't double down, I'll apologise.
That's really interesting you say that it's seen as a sign of weakness, because I actually seen it as a sign of strength.
Yeah,
that
totally.
You're willing to change your mind and actually take on someone else's point of view.
Of course it is, but people go on Twitter and they take a defensive position straight away, and that kind of prevents you from seeing the fact that the person you're talking to has probably got more in common with you than you have a difference, if you get below the surface stuff.
Flexing our muscles.
And what I don't get is, like, you know, when I was at university, I was encouraged to kind of
think,
yeah,
be challenged by what I believe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And yeah. And nowadays it seems that people just go into their echo chambers and just, what's the other word for echo chamber? They're trenches, and yeah. and don't, you know, come out of those trenches and just double down on what they believe in.
Yeah,
and,
because they're surrounded by everyone that thinks the same thing, so they can use that argument. Everyone I know thinks this, therefore this must be true.
Yeah, it's like confirmation bias.
Yeah.
And, you know, the scary thing is, you know, where the hell does that lead?
It leads to Brexit, it leads to Trump, it leads to the right wing winning. James, listen, thanks for the apology, man. We're all cool now, so call in anytime you want, man.
You.
Thank you for that. I like kicking ideas around. Thank you. It's what we can do on this show sometimes, and we can be bothered, is kick ideas around. But you can't do it on Twitter. Because to do it on Twitter, you have to do it over several tweets. And then one tweet gets taken out of context, and people, that is the one that then gets retweeted as, well, he believes this. No. That was part of a series of thoughts that I was having as I was trying to reach a conclusion in my own mind. Let's go to Mike. Good evening, Mike.
Hey, how are you doing? All right.
That's none of your business.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I have had a bit of an Ian Lee day today. I have gone, I have been watching some Rise. I have been doing some 11 o'clock show.
Oh, mate, I'm so sorry.
I have read your blog, and I am sorry. I just thought I needed to ring you tonight, if that's okay.
Well, to finish the day off properly.
Do you want me to talk dirty
not
to you
really,
so you
no.
can you can end what you've begun? It's back to Katie's dad. It's not Katie's dad, is it? No, that would be awful.
Watching Rise.
Nearly all the 11 o'clock shows, including the 11 o'clock show Christmas special, they're all on my YouTube channel. And I don't know where you got the Rise stuff from, because I ain't seen that for years. Not much of that floating around, is there?
I've got three VHSs, and one of them, it has got The Last Big Breakfast on it. It's got The Last Rise after that.
Please tell me it's got a big label and it's saying, Mike's, do not tape over.
Have you got the last episode?
Of course it has. Brilliant. He's got the little tab taken out.
Have you got the last episode
that
of Rise?
Not good.
The one where I cry at the end, but I only cry because I had this stick that you rubbed on your eyes and it made you cry.
Stuff in your eyes.
Yeah, and then we did a big pile on at the end, didn't we?
Yes, I remember.
Is there any way you can do a copy of that and send it to me? Come on, Mike, you owe me.
It is the full couple of hours. If I can, I will do. I'll see my car, but
let me
I'll have
right.
a word, man.
Have
mate.
A word if
sure
you can, because
I'd love
a copy of that. I would absolutely love a copy of that, and I'd put it up on YouTube and stuff. And but let us know. Send us an email, and we'll see if we can work out a way. Maybe if you send it recorded delivery, and I'd pay for that, and then I'd send it back to you or something. Send us an email, Mike, because I'd love to see that.
I did record it. I honestly recorded it, but when it was on and it was there, was brilliant. I
thought Rise was great. No one watched it, but I thought I was having the time of my life.
It was amazing. It was my boss, he wanted me at 8:30 in the morning, yeah. And I said, nope, I'm getting there at 9, I'm watching Rise. And then
screw that loser,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's how it went, but I could certainly, it's the last one. It's got the full lot with John Ticker. We've got, and who else is on that?
I don't remember.
We had some
good times.
There was so many. It was so
basically
funny.
Everyone that had been on this on that year came, kind of popped back, didn't they? If I remember correctly.
Yeah. It was, yeah. I mean, I look on YouTube and I've watched the YouTube stuff and like with got Face Man on there and stuff.
Yeah, the Face Man turned up.
I have got the full last thing on there, but I will certainly, if I can, I will sort that for you.
Mike, send us if you get you got my ian@ianlee.com. Send me a little email. We'll work something out because I would love to see that. That would be awesome. Well, listen, you've had a day worshiping at the altar of Lee, and I can't blame you. What can I do to end this day perfectly?
I can send you a clip of me doing Look East, reporting on a donkey stuck in a field.
Goodness sakes, would you like me to?
Is Kath talking about donkeys again?
She's obsessed.
I only talk about donkeys.
Kath, I've got my thing. What can I do? Do you want me to cut you off? Do you want me to swear at you? Do you want me to sing you a song? How can I end this day for you?
If you could swear at me and cut me off, that'd be brilliant.
It'd be my absolute pleasure. Mike?
Yep.
There we go. He's gone. We got that dump, didn't we? Okay, good.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.